Well, Lucas, talking about the world of business, and there is no business like the business of mortgages and closing costs.
Oh yes, I remember that well from when I closed on my house. I thought you just walked in and signed a piece of paper. Now,
You know,
you have to.
that's where they get you, because I still
They
remember
do.
vividly back in 2005 during the housing boom. We were so excited because we were able to build our home from the ground up. I mean,
Oh wow.
we sought the land, we saw it, we sat down through the planning, and we signed all the paperwork. And then closing day came, and boy, were we in for a lot of surprises.
Certainly, yeah. I think everyone is. Now, one of the gimmicks that that lenders will use is no closing cost mortgages. So they say, you know, you come and get a mortgage with us, and there won't be any closing costs, which is attractive. And it's most times too good to be true.
Is it?
Gary Sandler writes his column, and he says, you know, somebody's got to pay for those closing costs.
Well,
And
it's just like anything else. I mean, again, when we bought our house, they said, yeah, it comes in with a refrigerator. Oh, great. But little do we know, we're paying for the refrigerator.
You got to pay for it, exactly, right? Yep. So somebody's got to pay for it. So a lot of times, what happens if they entice you with a no closing cost mortgage is what happens is they add that $3,000 or so that you would have paid at closing onto the rate. So instead of paying, you know, $850 a month, now you're paying $875 a month in your monthly mortgage costs. And over time, that adds up to be more than $3,000.
That's right, because it's accrued interest.
It's accrued interest, certainly is. And so our columnist Gary Sandler goes into more detail about ways that lenders go about getting you or somebody else to pay those closing costs. And more often than not, it comes back to you. And it often costs more in the long run to you than just paying the closing costs up front.
So the key thing is to do what we did, which is, again, even though some of them did come as a surprise, is to ask a lot of questions.
Certainly.
Okay.
Certainly, yes. The fewer surprises, the better.
Okay, good. Let's talk about makerspace. This sounds very interesting. How did you come about with this story?
It is. I'm so interested in makerspace. So this is a and I'm going to describe it as one of the volunteers describes it. It's kind of like a health club, but instead of paying a monthly fee for these tools to shape your body, instead you're paying a monthly fee for tools to hone your craft. And so
Interesting.
they have things where you can sew and knit and work with fashions and textiles. You can work with you know, photography, audio, video recording equipment. They have a 3D printer. They have some VR equipment, virtual reality. They have equipment used for soldering, circuitry, if you're into electronics. They have
This
a
is
wood shop
great.
with power tools. They have a bike shop, so if you need to repair your bike or assemble like other bike parts, you can bring it in there. And so this is for all the tinkerers out there. And there's probably a few of them that are listening to this show right now, I can imagine. And so you pay a monthly fee, and you have access to all of these
Oh,
tools.
seriously.
And
So it's like you said, it's just like a membership, gym membership, where you have access to all the tools, including a 3D printer.
exactly. Yeah. So it's a really neat idea. And so the person who's kind of leading the charge on this, who set this up, is also thinking that, you know, you get all of these different people in there. Like a woodworker the woodworking room is right next to the electronics room. Like if you have tinkerers in both of those, think of like the cool products they can come up with.
That's fascinating. So, from what I understand, this is a nonprofit organization that came together to put this.
Yeah. So it's out of a nonprofit, and so they have a lot of volunteers that put in the time there, and then they'll get money through monthly memberships, and a lot of the tools that they have are donated. But it's really neat. Cruces Creatives is the name of the nonprofit. They have plans to open up a kids' classroom to engage children in certain activities. NMSU art students are planning a benefit art show at the Makerspace. So it's just a really cool idea. They had a open house a couple weekends ago. They're not quite open yet. They're planning to open sometime in the next couple of weeks. But you can get all that information. This actually is not in our business tab, but it was in Thursday's Las Cruces Sun News. Or you can go on our website and log on to our business site section if you want to read more about it, too.
Okay, Lucas, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. All right, thanks, Edmundo.